אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים ממאמרי בעל הסולם בנושא בניין החברה העתידית.
We are reading selected excerpts from בעל הסולם on the topic of building the future society. We'll read from excerpt number 12, article of the piece. You can find all the study material on our website, kab.tv. Tzviva Tova, you can ask questions there as well. Rav can hear you.
Maybe you can have that address appear there again so that everyone will be able to enter and find the study material, so it'll be easier for them before them to read with us in all the languages. Yes, wonderful. Let's go.
Excerpt number 12 from Baal Sulam. There are already people among us who use their singularity in forms of bestowal upon others, yet they are still few, as we are still in the midst of the path of development. When we achieve
the... It's like us. He's talking about us. We're ready in humanity with people that want development. They already want to be in some development. They're learning about it,
and when we achieve the highest point of the degrees, we will be all using our singularity only in a form of bestowal upon others.
That's what we need to start to learn today and start implementing. As between us, we're relating in bestowal to others, and from us to the tens, we're going to all the tens, to all of humanity.
And there will never be any case of any person using it in a manner of self-reception. According to these words, we have found an opportunity to examine the conditions of life in the last generation, the time of world peace, when the whole of humanity achieves the level of the first side, and will use our singularity only in a manner of bestowal upon others and not at all in a manner of reception for oneself.
Because by us leaving the influence to one another, we get disconnected from the Creator. Imagine that you have contact with the Creator. Everyone's looking. Everyone. There's a young guy who's sleeping so nicely. Oh, he opened his eyes. So we need to depict to ourselves, by me trying to connect with the friends, I'm connecting with the Creator. Because the moment I leave them, I'm disconnecting from the Creator. The Creator is in them. Although I don't feel this right now, I want to make all my efforts to connect to them until I feel the Creator is in them. And then I will be in constant contact with the Creator. No, contact, no. Disconnect, connection, all done like this. In a start-stop format, start-stop. And from all these things, the more I do them and more I do them, I rise in the degrees this way. Next.
And it is good to copy here the above-mentioned form of life, so it will serve us as a lesson and a role model to settle our minds under the flood of the waves of our lives. Perhaps it is worthwhile and possible in our generation too to experiment in resembling this above form of life.
Maybe again.
Again, excerpt number 12 from the Peace in the World by Baal Sulam. There are already people among us who use their singularity in forms of bestowal upon others.
Their singularity meaning that the Creator gave them a desire to connect to Him, a desire to come closer to Him. So they understand that other than seeking the Creator and connecting to Him, the approach to Him can be only under the condition that they connect with the small group, and then they will be able to begin to connect with the Creator. But to the extent in which they will want to feel Him more and more, they will need a greater and greater group. As it's written in the multitude of the people, of the masses, is the glory of the king. But at least attend that wants to come to that first contact with the Creator.
However, there are still few, as we are still in the midst of the path of development. When we achieve the highest point of the degrees, we will all be using our singularity only in a form of bestowal upon others. And there will never be any case of any person using it in the manner of self-reception. According to these words, we have found an opportunity to examine the conditions of life in the last generation, the time of world peace, when the whole of humanity achieves the level of the first side and will use their singularity only in a manner of bestowal upon others and not at all in a manner of reception for oneself. And it is good to copy here the above-mentioned form of life, so it will serve us as a lesson and a role model to settle our minds under the flood of the waves of our lives. And perhaps it is worthwhile and possible in our generation too to experiment in resembling this above form of life.
Now we just need to write before us. First of all, I must constantly, as much as possible, as many times a day, connect to my ten, to my group, to my friends, and to feel as much as possible. Maybe I can't feel it yet, but to try to feel as much as possible that by this I connect with the Creator, that the Creator is hiding behind the friends, and that when I connect to them, I intend that in such a way I want to connect to Him. And each time, the Creator is through the friends to Him, through the friends to Him. I have no other possibility. I don't. This is the very condition. Otherwise, I will have no connection with the Creator. Because a connection with the Creator can only be in the form of bestowal. How do I know what bestowal is? If I manage to connect to the friends, then I succeed at connecting to the Creator as well. It's truly to that extent. Hence, we write before us throughout the day that we need to connect to the friends, to remind ourselves of it. We don't even need to call them on the phone, to remember how I'm connecting to them and want to be with them in one heart, in one soul. Just as I depict to myself that I'm connecting to the Creator this way. After several such approaches, we will feel that we're connecting to the Creator, that He truly is behind the friends.
Natanya.
Oh, no one in Netanya? Okay, fine. Kiev, what do we have only? Petah Tikva, 24. Who's there?
Anirav.
It's
me, Rav.
No, not just you. Oh, it's Moti. I'm already just getting confused between you and Tzvika.
Tzvika.
Oh, boy.
We all Adam Rishon.
Well,
can you give us a direction throughout the day on what channel should we connect to the ten, to the friends? What kind of a heart channel, thought channel should we do it? The Zooms we have are pretty short. Can you maybe guide us and give us direction?
I don't know. It's not a matter of me connecting through my phone. I barely use such means. only for information. If I need something to ask, or they're asking me, so I'm called. Because the main thing is the connection needs to be inside, internal. I try when I'm eating, when I'm listening to the news, when I'm reading an article, it doesn't matter in what, I try to constantly renew my internal connection with them, that they're in me. And slowly, slowly, these exercises really help. They build inside of a person in these ascents and descents. Sometimes I don't want to think about them. Sometimes I do. And in those ascents and descents, we build, each and every one builds in him a special approach that is ready for connection.
My thought towards them, where's the Creator?
Inside of them. If I manage to connect to them, to truly enter between them, let's say, where there's something that is common between us, that is where the Creator is for sure. There's no other place and there's no other quality, but rather just the rule. The Creator is called the collective, the one who includes them all. My inclusive is the Creator in the ten. So Petach Tikva 24 we're done with. Petach Tikva 19.
Good morning. What is in the multitude of the people, the king's glory, simply?
No. The 10 is a minimum, or the minimum is 2. The smallest plural is 2. If it's me and my friend, we really want to connect between us in such a way that the connection, the quality of our connection, will be as the quality of the Creator, completely to bestow, completely love. That's how we are between us, connecting without any other calculation, just for the other, just for the other. By this we can find the Creator. It's enough two. But two is, there's all kinds of calculations that are very difficult to rid yourself of and rise to bestow from. If it's more, let's say 5, it's already something.
Talking about the last generation, who is that last generation?
Wait. I didn't answer yet. For you, it's main. The main thing is to ask, not the question, not the answers. So I, when I come to a connection with the friends, I want to discover between them the Creator. This is the whole matter of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. He knew that even with his small students, if he's with them, if he's their friend, if he subdues himself towards them, subjugates himself before them, then they bring him the form of the Creator, the quality of the Creator, the image of the Creator. That's the main thing. And this is what I need to stabilize inside the ten. Now, according to Tzvika's question, in the multitude of masses is the glory of the king. What does he mean? He means that when I connect to the ten, if I want to increase, grow the Creator before me, because the Creator is called Bore, Bo'ure, come and see. So I need to increase the 10 to another 10, to a bigger 10, a bigger 10, until I grow it to the whole of humanity. And then I discover the Creator in His glory and He Himself in a full and whole way. This is called the end of correction. Meaning, when we talk about the last generation, who is that last generation? We?
The last generation is us, as Baal HaSulam writes, and it's truly us. Look what the Creator is doing for us. You think the coronavirus, someone invited it, we invited it, so it would help this wretched humanity to get rid of all of its klipot shells.
Meaning we invited this virus and only we can take this virus out.
The virus came to cleanse humanity of all the garbage, the waste. It devours all the waste, all the klipot, this virus. And by that, it is cleansing it. But look how it purifies everything. Everyone's sitting at home like good kids. Now we will make a choice. What things are essential for us to do and what are not? Let's say bread, milk, meat, those things, yeah. And sweets, no. And all the other nonsense, fashion and cosmetics and running around and planes and travels, maybe not. So as we're connected now, let's create this internet around the world until we feel everyone's hearts and the Creator between us, and then we enter the next world. I'm telling you, in such a way that you shall see your world in your life. What else do you have to do? You've already hopped around the world.
Do we have the strength to cancel this virus?
I don't want this virus to disappear.
To lower its intensity?
Didn't you read the article where it said that everything is corrections? Send it to him.
I have it.
Do you have it? So, what are you saying? Everything is corrections. Whatever the Creator does is all for the good.
So how long do you think this whole thing is going to go on for?
I don't care. I agree with it in advance. I bless over the bad as over the good. Because in truth, there is no bad. It's only according to how I identify it, according to my corruption. What are you talking about? Tzvika, I don't understand you. Where are you hanging out?
It's making it hard. It's heavy for everyone.
South of Tel Aviv, I don't know, Schenking, all the hip streets of Tel Aviv, I don't know.
Are we capable at some point, let's say, to lower the revs here?
What
the speeds of the powers of this virus?
No, on the contrary, he's really spreading it all out. If he would come as one blow, you would have felt the sky falling on your head.
How long, in your opinion, do you think it will be till before this whole thing passes?
As long until you stay at home, figure out why you're alive, how do you need to connect with others, and then when you come out, it's like when a child is let out after a curfew or something, and you will not go crazy, and you'll only behave nicely, and governments will acquire some reason. You know, it's not so simple for a government to smart, to wisen up. You're from there. And then the government will say, these things and these things, the essential things, we are bringing back. And these things, we will terminate. There is no need for them. And then it's possible that all humanity, well, hold on, this blow hasn't even started. It's possible that humanity will say, we do not need arms. Now let's just throw everything out the window. Everything is open. Open borders, open hearts. Everything is open.
We see today also there's no mind for wars. And
it's only the beginning. Humanity doesn't know how all of us are weak. The Creator does it like that. And that's it. We're all just like bunny rabbits on our hind legs. And we're willing to listen and run around in place. Whatever you say, we'll do.
The will to receive is very weak. It just walks around, trots around like a little kid, thinking he can yell and get what he wants. But when you stop it, it quiets down.
Everything that's happening, every time you hear how many people are dying, it's not easy to hear that.
How many die?
What about 3,500 people dying?
How many die?
Above that.
Above 3,000. Over how long?
In 2-3 weeks.
3 weeks? 3,000 people died.
Something like that.
Naturally, they would have died, specifically those, majority of whom are elderly. The other thing is, how many would have died from air pollution, water pollution, and all the those related diseases, and car accidents, and so on and so forth. Many more. Meaning this virus is a medicine, remedy, it's a salvation, it's saving human lives, not putting people to death. What are you talking about? Make the right calculation.
They said when they did a summation from last year, less people died from car accidents than the virus today. That's in the whole world. Lots died. Thousands.
So why are we crying?
The heart hurts. Listen.
What do you mean the heart aches? Why isn't your heart aching daily because people are dying? Even those terror organizations, they don't want to terrorize anyone. Look what happened.
Right, there's no wars.
Everyone goes crazy.
Not just that, they're saying that the nature is correcting itself in Eilat, and the Irkon, you're seeing fish.
So let us bless over this virus that came to cleanse us of the evil inclination. And if a few people die, it brings to them, you don't even know what, but it brings them an even greater gift than those who stay alive here. You hear me?
Traffic jams.
You should envy those people who perish because of the virus, if you're listening to me.
Why?
Because they're getting a gift. That they are dying as a result of this virus.
Really?
Yeah. The rest you will attain later.
Okay. We're in excerpt number 13. They're telling us that there are 131 groups connected on Galaxy with 964 friends all over the world. We don't hear you, Rav?
This is not the end, but as a start, it's nice. I want to ask you, I'm not an expert, but you have to think, all of you, how to acquire good microphones, good headphones. That's one thing. I don't think it's so expensive. And how to create a web of connections in the galaxy. I don't know, such that we would be unlimited with the number of friends that wish to connect. Really, create a in this room that can receive anyone around the world that wishes to connect. We can receive him. We see him. We know I have a screen here. It's like 1.5 by 3 meters. And two additional screens of 1.5 meters. And I see people, but it's not everyone. So let us try. Let's try to upgrade our equipment. And 13.
Excerpt number 13 from the writings of the last generation of Bala Sulam. First, there must be a small establishment whose majority is willing to work as much as it can and receive as much as it needs for religious reasons.
You
see, what is he saying? You worked 10 hours before, 10, 12, now you're also going to work 10, 12 hours, but altruistically for the benefit of humanity. We understand?
And each will work as much as is needed and receive as much as he needs.
Not more.
And you will have all the forms of government of a complete state until this institution will be like the whole world included in it, and all the need for a governance with a fist will be necessary, and you will go in governance, and this will be like a central world point upon which nations will surround, a focal point to states surrounding it, the farthest corners of the world. And all who enter that framework shall assume the same leadership and the same agenda as the institution. Thus, the entire world will be a single nation in profits, losses, and results.
Gradually, you shouldn't start building those things, as he said, as he talked about the mistakes made by Russia. But first we have to tell everyone, explain to everyone, try how much you can or cannot work for the benefit of the other. But we think that when you work for the benefit of the other, it means that you throw out and you have nothing left for yourself. It's incorrect. Working for the other means that we are acquiring the next world for ourselves. We're going out to our eternal state, a whole state, life above death, abundance, attainment, understanding, infinite feeling. You can't say that, we're receiving, but we're not receiving egoistically. But we receive it in such a way that the world opens up before us. Our lives aren't over in the cemetery. Who's Chaver Vigi?
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. It's really an amazing period of time. I don't know how to take this, but it's a very special feeling of the latter days. But I want to talk about this topic, that during this transitional period, it's truly concerning. What do I mean? At the moment we're entering, we're looking at what Baal HaSulam says, and we all kind of feel it well, but the period of transition, meaning between today, this state today, and the perfect state, it will probably take us some time, some work for this to be understood. The question is, how do we, because what's concerning me is how do we protect our friends who are truly on three fronts. One is the dealing personally with what's going on to make a living. Second, the matter of that inner connection between us. And three, dissemination outwards. How do you see this, Rav?
I think that there are no problems there. If we're holding each other together and we're reinforcing one another. Because after all, the light does the work. If we connect, if we care about the connection and nothing else, all kinds of connections, if you care about the connection, everything falls into place. The light fixes everything. Let the light do its work. Don't think you have anything else besides that. Only together with the friends,
to expect the light. That's it. Then at work, when you work for your own sustenance, in the family, with your health, with the friends, and dissemination, on the level of the country, the world, everything, let the light fix it. He's the only one in control. He rules over it. Just make room for it. Want it. Ask that it will fix everything. You need nothing more than that. You hear me? Fine.
Yes, Rav. Thank you. Thank you. And we'll also come Tzvika down with this.
Tzvika has to be reassured all the time. He's got a case of anxiety and stress and a little bit of fear. I understand. Okay, Latin America 5.
No, Latin America 5.
No, Latin 5.
We can't hear him.
Italy 3.
Okay, you can't hear. Let's go to Ita 3.
גם לא שומע. Giuseppe.
You don't hear Giuseppe?
No, שידברו. כן, שומעים.
Rav, can you hear us?
Volevo chiedere come considerare adesso i desideri essenziali. Che cosa significa essenziale?
I wanted to ask how we need to relate to the necessary desires of ours. What today is considered a necessity desire?
Desire for necessity or necessary desire is only to be with the friends, because then you discover the Creator that fills the space between you, and the Creator gives you everything. Don't worry about anything. Both flower and Torah, everything will be inside. Both light and all of life. Only one thing is needed, a connection between us, and in it you reveal the Creator.
Moskva 6.
Who else should I ask? Moscow 6.
Rav, how do I draw all of humanity into the 10?
First of all, arrange the 10 together with the 10. When you turn to humanity, you'll see how humanity will hear you. That's what they said earlier. We disseminate, we spread the material, and they don't feel us, they don't pay attention to us. It's because you're turning to them not from within your connection. Try to turn to them from the connection between you, and you'll see how everyone will come to you and will suddenly want to be with you. You don't have the force of attraction. That force can come only as a result of your connection. And everyone will look at you. Well, what's up with you? It's like when we sing how the Creator wants to return to Him all the nations. And then the nations will say, the Creator did great with us, and we were as dreamers. That's because we connect. That's the meaning of the Creator bringing us back to Him. He's bringing us back to connection. He's revealed in the connection. We need to be a system where He's revealed. And if each of you disseminates in your own personal form, it's not felt. It's not working on humanity. Like you, there are millions who disseminate all sorts of things. When you connect and disseminate, then it will be something special. There will be a divine force with you, an upper force, and people will be drawn to that. And now, announcements. Or song, whatever is needed.
Okay, we're going to go over our schedule shortly. We just want to know that the women said that there are 105 women connected in the morning lesson. Yesterday we had over 500 women in the Yeshivat Chavirot. It was over 1,000 with all the connections in addition. Today, if we can show the slide, today is Wednesday. There will be a reporters meeting with Rav that will be broadcasted from 10:30 to 11:30. And after that, like every day throughout the week, from 1:30 to 2:30, there will be a lesson. And from 6 to 7, an evening lesson. Now, Gilad Shir, an English dissemination.
Yeah. About the schedule, all those broadcasts are going out in all languages to a live stream on Facebook. So if you're watching these broadcasts, it's better to watch them not on Sviva Tova, but actually on Facebook. It makes Facebook see that the content is good and it helps disseminate this material. You should get used to it, that everything that's broadcast live on Rav's Facebook, you should watch it there and not on Sviva Tova. Additionally, we heard how important it is to share a friend's post, disseminate together. If we can see the hashtag COVID explained, you can see it on the screen, all the friends writing in English, and posts on Facebook, on social media, add this hashtag. Anyone who wishes to find the friend's post, simply look for this hashtag and you'll see all the friend's posts. You'll be able to read them, share them, disseminate, comment, etc.
Doctor. Before the doctor, we have a few more announcements and reports that we wanted to give. We wanted to present before the friends, the Hebrew speakers from Israel, the new site that we launched. It's the Corona site, that's what we call it. This site contains within it articles, content, clips, courses, books that engage in the new world, the new connected world that we're entering into from day to day. We'll go on the main menu, like Shlomi is showing to us. If we click on the articles, we will receive all the articles that we've created in the last couple of weeks, which are all of Rav's words that we hear, every discernment that rises to the site. You'll find clips and other programs for dissemination. You'll see all the discussions with Oren and Norma, with Rav. Courses you'll find throughout the years, courses that have to do with Arivut and development according to nature, books that talk about mutual Arivut and this kind of content. And the content for surfers is our content. This is friends that are writing in the spirit of what Rav is presenting. If you go to one of these articles here, of Ilan Golan, I wrote really nicely, Daddy, are there no children in the park? And all these contents that you're writing, it's an opportunity for you to say, and each can participate in creating content and send it to the link to the email boardworldcli@gmail.com. There's a team that's sorting through it and collecting and editing and adding. And if you have questions, you can send this site. It is for the general public. We want to bring kind of like that according to the messages and the spirit of the message that we are doing, or to pass it on to friends that are interested. What does Kabbalah Lam have and the wisdom of connection to say about the reasons for the corona microbe and as such? The rest of the languages have their own sites, and in the next few days, each language will do a presentation for their site.
Okay.
In Spanish, we filmed two programs of El Mundo, a program that Rav does with Norma. Two of them had the topic, which was this. It's very live and very interactive. Also, we're doing trainings every day. Yesterday there was a training before the lesson. Today the training will be right at the end of the lesson. So all the friends are invited to enter and participate, and really, just like Rav emphasized in the lesson, we'll do the training out of the connection between the friends, and it will be a very special feeling, so all the friends are invited.
Yeah, we sent a survey to all the friends in Hebrew, but synchronizing our dissemination efforts, we want to thank the friends who filled it out. We can see, according to the questions, that the group of Haifa disseminated the most on Facebook and WhatsApp, followed by Rehovot and Zichron, and Hadera is leading with the number of posts. Be'er Sheva and Sharon are leading with the number of clips. We're going to send a survey again. We're asking all the friends around Israel to continue to disseminate vigorously and fill out this survey daily. Additionally, there will be a training on creative writing and dissemination of video online and at 8:30 p.m. on Zoom to all the Hebrew speakers. And Danny Weitzfeld, give us additional impression.
Hello, friends. It's making noise, the microphone. I'm sorry, I have a problem.
Who's following him?
No, Vlad.
Well, Vlad.
Vlad.
Hello, friends. Dear friends. So, the situation is just getting worse. And therefore, I'm calling on everyone to protect ourselves and your families and protect each other and to adhere to the guidance of the health department and the new rules that the government has put forth for times of emergency and to keep personal hygiene as much as possible. Don't hug. Don't shake hands. Wash your hands 30, 40 seconds, many times a day, and everything that you can do. And now we are going to hear also what are the new guidelines that are expected for us from today at 8 p.m. from our reader.
Corona in Israel, initial report. The government has approved the emergency guidelines that limit traveling outside the house, and also public transportation will be limited starting 8 p.m. today. Leaving the house is permitted in the following cases: going out to workplaces is only permitted to places that are allowed to continue working, going out of the house to purchase food, medicine, receiving urgent medical care or a legal procedure. People are allowed to leave their homes for short periods of time and up to 100 meters from the house. Going out to wedding, circumcisions, prayer, or funeral is permitted only in an open space, more than 10 people, and each one maintaining 2 meter distance from the others. Passing of an underage kid from parent to parent in case they are divorced. An employee who is found to have a temperature of 38 degrees Celsius and above will not be permitted to go to work. He will be required to get into isolation and report to the Ministry of Health. Stopping public transportation, buses and trains. Taxis continue to work as usual, and it's permitted to take only one passenger in the back seat with the windows open, roll down. These guidelines will get in effect starting today, Wednesday at 8 p.m., and remain in effect for 7 days. All these guidelines are in the country of Israel. The rest of the friends around the world should follow the guidelines coming from their own governments.
One small point to summarize from the troubleshooting team. Two very important things. One, it's very important when you're connecting with people to the galaxy, you see the broadcast also through galaxy. Don't connect through galaxy and then watch it through Sviva Tova. Because then when you go into a question, there's a delay, there's a lot of conflicts behind the scenes. We're repeating this. If you rise and connect to the galaxy, you watch the broadcast through galaxy. Secondly, as far as the microphones, when you are not talking, the microphone has to be muted. It's like that. Because if you are talking, if let's say one of your friends talks, and you too, it creates all kinds of noises in the system that really bother the broadcast, and they also bother all the people all over the world. Today, for example, all together with Sviva Tova and the galaxy, we had close to 3,000 people connected. So imagine that your microphone's open, 3,000 people hear that. And in addition, also all those who download the lessons. So many considerations, many concentrations in this matter would truly be an act of mutual ervut throughout the lesson. And to summarize, Dani again, let's try.
1, 2, hear
yes.
Me? Hello, friend. I wanted to give an update on behalf of Kabbalah Alam campuses, all of our branches, campus 1, 2, and the point in the heart. We've moved to virtual lessons. My students were deterred a little bit, but after some rehearsal on Zoom, we saw that it's working out. People are very excited about those lessons. They long for them. And some amazing things came out of them. After the last lesson that was revolving around the corona, 5 students wrote articles on Facebook. They felt the need to disseminate. Now they're meeting independently. They're having workshops on Zoom. And every instructor has added another lesson during the week to his students. So the physical distancing has caused them to grasp even better the need for a spiritual environment to go through life. So l'chaim to the friends who are leading us on the good path to connection.
And when will we hear a song about Corona, Corona, something like that?
I hope that today they'll send me the final version of something. Doctor? I'll send it to you.
I said everything I had to say. Let's just protect each other.
So, song.
We just want to update. There was a mistake in the hashtag that Gilad talked about. And this is the right hashtag. Hashtag COVID explained. This should be added to all the posts, all the articles, all the shares that we share on the network. And that way, everything will be under the same hashtag. And everyone will be able to read all these things on our networks. And now a song.
Sadi sad ne mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda Sadi sad ne mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda Together we grow light awakens our soul the sparkle of flashes ego is turning to ashes In lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal, we are ready to go. When we step into the light, about reason so high, together we can fly above the sky. The sparkle of flashes, ego is turning to ashes. When we step into the light, about reason so high. Together we can fly above the sky. alkalmat club, hey ta, eki eki medika, keye khuda. Hey, ta, eki eki medika, keye khuda.